Want to be a part of the conversation? Then let us know on the TNT Radio Interactive Live chat room at tntradio.live. Lighting the fuse for freedom. Today's news talk, TNT Radio. TNT Radio wants to hear from you. Call Rick Munn and Nicola Charles now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Okay, it's Thursday, 2nd of February, 2022. Let me be brutally honest. You know, I like to be honest with you people. I don't do drugs, okay? I don't do drugs. I've never done drugs. And I don't drink. I haven't really drank for about 25 years. But anyone looking at me this morning or listening to my puffs and blows through their headphones would think I was either A, slightly tipsy, or B, off my face on some illicit substance. I don't know what it is. It's too early in the morning for all this. So, Nicola, a cry for help to you this morning. Please keep me on the straight and narrow today. Can you do that for me?
Are you not feeling very well, Rick? Is that what, you're very loud. I don't know what you've done there.
I don't know why, but even when you just said that, I leaned right into the microphone and I more or less stuck my face. Telling you, and I was listening back to a playback yesterday and went, damn, I'm sitting too close to the microphone. But the more I think about it now, the closer I get to it. It's this weird, I don't know what
no,
it is.
Maybe I'm losing it.
Right, how's that? Does that sound a little bit better?
Yeah, that sounds better. More like your usual self. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try and not move away from this position. I'm putting a little invisible line in front of my nose here
tape yourself like a TV star. Tape yourself off.
No, I can't, unfortunately. But anyway, I don't know. I'm fine. I think I'm fine. Maybe I'm literally losing it. I don't know. This could be an interesting show for the remainder of this year. It could be like the complete meltdown of an Irishman live on the radio every day. It could be some kind of weird reality thing, and it might even boost our ratings, Nicola. It could work out for the best.
You're not drinking tap water, are you, Rick?
You know what? I'm actually drinking bottled water, and it's called Volvic with a touch of fruit, lemon and lime. Maybe it's the lemons and limes. Maybe I'm allergic to lemons and limes. I don't know. But anyway, here we are today again. And it's all good, by the way. It's all good. I'm seeing something that's a bit of good news. Let me share this with you and Darren and all the lovely listeners. In England, in March 2019, Essex County Council determined that 1,647 children were being home educated. So that's about 3 years ago. By December the 31st, 2022, just passed, that number had risen to 2,616, which is a rise of almost 60% in that one Essex County Council alone. So we're seeing upturns of up to 60% of children being home educated these days. And I know the numbers aren't huge, but remember, that's just for Essex County Council. If you were to extrapolate that across the UK and Ireland and further afield, I think that would number hundreds of thousands, if not millions of kids that are being pulled out of the education indoctrination system and being looked after and mentored and taught by their parents or close relatives, which I think is a good thing. So that's a little positive note to kick
very
off
positive.
With, I think, today.
Yeah, and I actually pulled one of my children, a younger teenager, out of school last year as well. And I can tell you that 12 months later, she is a lot smarter than when she was going to the indoctrination center all day, especially as the indoctrination center had just had a brand new enormous 5G tower stuck out the front of it. So I wasn't very happy about that. But yes, you know, once she sort of did homeschooling because of the pandemic, because they were forced to, she didn't really want to go back into that social side of things and just learn at home. So that worked for her. So I'm very pleased, because I think we're in a tenuous situation as parents with education at the moment. I do have a son still in school, and so I'm a bit nervous about it. But I'm just hopeful things will get better. You know, the last couple of days on the other shows, I've spoken to soldiers, political commentators. Everyone seems to be thinking that we might have toppled this rubbish and we might be on the brink of winning. What do you think, Rick?
Well, that's a very open question there, and I could probably talk for about 4.5 hours straight on it, but I'm not going to. Yeah, let's just say I agree. We're on the brink of something, and I think this year, to an extent, it certainly will be a make or break year, one way or the other. So let's retain positivity. I'm all for that. Let's say yes, we are seeing glimmers of light. For example, that story about the uptick in homeschooling. So let's see if that continues. And my daughter, by the way, she was the same. She was never returned to school after March 2020. It was her GCSE years. And when we pulled her out of the school, she never went back. And when she set her GCSEs, she did well. She passed them all with no teachers, no school input, wonderful, no curriculum, zero. Aww. Absolutely zero.
Well done.
Which is a testament to her and how badly the school suck. They couldn't give a damn whether she lived or died. All they were interested in, Nicola, was their attendance figures. Their attendance figures, because that affects their funding from the local council. A horrible shower if ever there was one. But anyway, it's all behind us and her now. So it's all good. So we're going to take a quick pause here, and we're going to have a discussion, as we do at this time of the morning, with our chum Darren. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Keeping the commitment 24/7.
I've been in the car all day and I got to listen.
Can't get enough of it.
You guys are doing a great job.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, kind of staying on the financial front, because this is something that's going to affect a lot of people that are listening in here today, or at least it could do in the short term. New Department of Labor rule in America allows retirement money, aka pension funds, to finance ESG agendas, this whole environmental social governance criteria. So US lawmakers are fighting back against the new Biden administration rules that allows their retirement money to be invested according to ESG criteria, which could be potentially the kiss of death to their pension pots. Darren, what do you make of this story?
Well, you're just talking about schools and indoctrination centers, and it's this ESG narrative that's been around for a while and probably a lot longer than we realize, but under a different title or name is why our schools have gone to the extremes that they have. But obviously, this is about pensions. US lawmakers are fighting back against a new Biden administration rule that allows retirement money to be invested according to environmental, social, and governance criteria, the woke stuff. Every GOP senator plus West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin signed on to a disapproval resolution this week in a protest of a Department of Labor directive, which went into effect on Monday. The resolution charges that the Biden administration is putting the pensions of 152 million Americans at risk to support climate and social justice. Again, all the woke stuff. President Biden is jeopardizing retirement savings for millions of Americans for a political agenda. Senator Mike Braun, who introduced the resolution, stated, in a time when Americans' 401ks, which is their pension funds, have already taken such a hit due to market downturns and record high inflation, the last thing we should do is encourage fiduciaries to make decisions with a lower rate of return for purely ideological reasons. At a time when our country is already facing economic uncertainty, record inflation, and increasing energy costs, it is irresponsible of the Biden administration to jeopardize retirement savings for more than 150 Americans for purely political purposes, Manchin stated. I'm proud to join this bipartisan resolution to prevent the proposed ESG rules from endangering retirement incomes and protect the hard-earned savings of American families. It may seem counterintuitive.
Here's the bottom line here, because there's a lot of word salad with a lot of these articles. This is the way the media report, generally speaking. Here's the bottom line. If you're listening out there, Darren, Nicola, Jeff in the studio, whoever you happen to be, the question is, do you feel comfortable putting huge amounts of money into a pension fund that your government could either A, raid, or B, give authority to your pension fund providers to invest in woke nonsense that could ultimately bust the entire fund? Is that what people are comfortable with out there? I don't know about you, mate, but I'm not buying any of it. I'm not having any of it. None of that action. Zero. Zip. Nada. Go on. Yes.
Shall I make a prediction for you?
Please.
It's very clever. They're very good at, you know, I've worked with a lot of businesses that make 5, 7, 12, and 15-year plans. They're very clever. Uh-huh. Okay, so they go gung-ho on the climate change agenda, wind farms, solar panels, 20-minute cities. They know that none of this stuff is going to be accepted by us. We already got uh-huh. rolled on COVID, and no one's going to put up with it. So they know that they're going to invest lots of money. Now, 152 million Americans is half of America. So, you know, I was always suspicious that these pension funds would not be there when Americans got to them. So I think they know they're going to invest all of these pension funds, let's say, let's hypothesize that might not be there anyway, into this environmental initiatives, which will fail because it will make it fail because we're not going to put up with all this woke rubbish. And then they'll say, and then we help it fail by saying, we're not going to do all this climate stuff. We're not going to live in 20-minute cities. And then they turn around to half of America and go, we're so sorry. We did the right thing. We were woke. We invested in all the wind farms and nobody wanted it. And you don't have a pension. So sorry.
Yep. No doubt. I think it's to destroy people's retirement security. That's if they even get to retirement age, by the way. And yes, I agree with you, Nicola. It's the same kind of empty promises that big pharma, the government and the medical professional gave everybody 2 years ago. Take this. It's safe. It's effective. It's been trialed. We know it works. It stops transmission. It stops this. It stops that. Bloody, bloody, blah. But at the end of the day, it was all a load of lies. So they're going to take the same principle, apply it to retirement investment and these environmental, social and green policies, and then people are going to get to the end after they've worked their asses off, and they keep pushing the retirement age back. By the way, it's went up from 65 to 66 to 67, and it'll be pushed back even further in the UK, and sadly a lot of people that have invested disposable income into personal pensions and topping up their company pensions, I believe personally, they're going to get the surprise of the day when it comes to retirement. Their pot might not be worth urinating in, as the saying goes over here in the UK. So be careful with your pensions and your retirement planning. Plan by all means, but don't put it into anything that you haven't got some kind of direct control over, aka pension pots that the government have a say in where the money is invested. What do you reckon?
Yeah. In Australia, that's called a self-managed super fund. Don't trust them. Mm-hmm. Don't trust where they're going to invest it.
Mm-hmm. SSAS, as they call them here, small self-administered schemes. That's where you can take control of your own finances when it comes to your retirement. And I do know a little bit about this. I'm a fully qualified financial planner and operated
are
in
you?
That area. Yeah, I am. Yes. Worked for a what? Major multinational bank in wealth management and retirement planning, tax and offshore investments for high net worth clients. So I know a little bit, eensy teensy weensy bit about this. And another confession here. The last job I was in it for 11 years. There were 2,500 employees within the organization that I worked for. I was the only employee that never went into the company pension scheme. I was laughed at.
No
I was lambasted.
Way.
I was ridiculed. And they said, you're crazy. You're stupid. Why? I said, listen, it would take too long for me to explain it, but I ain't putting my cash into something that the government is ultimately responsible for administering. And I left it at that. And maybe I might be the only one after, 40 odd years without egg on my face when those people come to retire. But like everybody else out there, take your own, do your own research, consult an independent advisor or whatever you want to do, and don't be prepared to invest what you're not prepared to lose. The golden rule of investing. What say ye, comrades?
I think it's a good bit of free advice, isn't it, Darren? Darren's got his gold. He doesn't care.
Yeah,
I got 22 grand in a public sector pension fund somewhere, and I don't know what's happened to it. 22k. And you was just talking, I'm just looking at the final, you know, this article, it says ESG financial assets at the moment, assets that are under global assets under management with regards to the ESG framework total about 55 trillion. That's expected by 2025 to be $100 trillion, which is about 4 times the American USA GDP. So there is a lot of money involved in this ESG stuff, and people constantly finding different ways, this in this case pension pots, to contribute to it. So someone's getting rich. Someone's getting very rich.
Well, interesting.
Nuclear shelter, didn't he? So someone's getting it.
Well, he did. And of course, somebody's going to benefit. The contractor's going to pay for that. But here's the thing, too, a little off tangent before we wrap this up. All these millionaires, billionaires building bunkers, okay, they're building bunkers. Ultimately, it's to live like a rat. But ultimately, it's a very comfortable rat. But to me, if you tunnel under the ground and you pour cement and you have an air filtration system and you don't see daylight, you're no better than a rodent or a rat. So all you billionaires out there, and I know there's lots of them listening into the show right now, you're nothing more than rats. You're rich, but you're still just a rat. And there's an old saying I'm motivated here.
Number one thing on my bucket list is one day I'll have my own nuclear bunker. So don't pour water on my future plans. If I won the lottery, I would be buying a bit of land and building my own bunker. Yeah, absolutely. I'd fill it full of gold and guns.
I'm happy for them to be in the bunkers, Rick, because I would rather they don't walk among us. I don't want to see them. I was very uncomfortable seeing Bill Gates at the tennis after, you know, basically based on a lot of lies he told, that tennis player was treated like absolute dirt. And it doesn't matter how you feel about that tennis player, whether you think he's a good guy or a bad guy, it doesn't matter that they were out there trying to force other sports people to do something they really didn't want to do, just to carry on with their sports. So yeah, it was not to see him there. I'd rather he disappears off to his little bunker.
He's a nasty piece of work, is our Bill. I have no problem, by the way, with him going into the bunkers as long as we have an option to cement over the escape hatches from all said bunkers and just let them sit in there and rot. But anyway, that's my sick fantasies uncovered for this morning. Anyway, Darren, thank you very much for your input in that financial theme running through the shows at the minute, which is no bad thing. Listeners, if you feel motivated or stimulated by what we're talking about in terms of retirement, do you feel comfortable? Do you feel comfortable that when you retire, you're going to have a pension there? Do you feel comfortable that the government's not going to shaft you with regards to your pension planning? Let us know. It's up to you. This is a Talkback show here on TNT Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Hello, it is Thursday, the 2nd of February, 2023, and I have another great show for you today. So first up, I've got Hedley Reese. Now, Hedley is a pharma insider. He's an expert, a consultant on pharmaceutical logistics, supply chain management, and manufacturing. And second up, I have Matt Letissier. Matt needs no introduction. Of course, he's become well known over the last couple of years for speaking out against the harms of lockdowns. And also, he's done a lot of good work raising awareness of vaccine injuries from the COVID-19 vaccines. So join me, James Freeman, on the Freeman Report from 5 a.m. New York time, 10 a.m. UK time, and 8 p.m. Brisbane time on TNT Radio.
A better business tip from TNT Radio. One reason people tune in to TNT Radio is often because they're loyal to a specific show or personality. Our personalities have been a part of people's daily routine, and people continue to tune in.
They trust TNT Radio
and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
Our lines are now open. Call Nicola Charles and Rick Munn now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Yep, if you're wanting to, the phone lines are open. It's up to you. Give us a call. We have people populating the live chat, as always, listening into what we're saying. Skippy's in there and Brooksy's in there asking for some financial advice. Where would you put your money? Well, I've covered this a few times.
Under the mattress.
I would stuff the mattress with the money because the crooks know to look under the mattress, but not into the mattress. And by the way, a little tip for all you people out there, and if you're a burglar, cover your ears right now. Best place to hide cash is in your fridge. Okay, so find an empty box or something and put it in the fridge. Very few thieves think of looking in there for a lot of paper money or whatever it happens to be. So, of course, if you're a burglar or you're a thief, just ignore that comment and don't be rifling through anybody's fridge whenever you're burgling houses. Nicola, pensions, we talked about them today. We talked about gold and silver yesterday. There's a little story that cropped up that I saw last night, actually, because I'm a sad individual. At night, I browse the Her Majesty's Treasury websites to see what the shenanigans are.
I do. You are a financial advisor. Goodness
me. You've got to know your enemy. And the good thing is the UK make no secrets. They make no secrets and they publish what they're wanting to do with us or what their plans are with us on their website, which is hermajestiestreasury.gov.uk. So they've set out plans. This was released yesterday. UK sets out plans to regulate crypto and protect consumers. So they want to regulate and protect. And we all know that when the government wants to regulate and protect, I think it's a little bit dangerous. We've actually got a caller. Someone's calling in here from Portsmouth in the UK.
So I love how surprised you sound.
Yeah, we'll pause that one and we'll go to Spencer from Portsmouth in the UK. Spencer, what's up?
Hi, Spencer.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Nicola. How you doing?
Good. How are you? What's bothering you?
Yeah, great. Look, really pleased to speak to you both. Massive fans, both of you. I think you guys at TNT are doing an amazing job. Massive fans of yourself, Rick, Nicola, Patrick, Basil, all you guys. Great sounding board and a bit of a conscience for us all to listen to. Part of our daily lives and through all this mess over the last 2.5 years. So very much appreciate the work you guys do. Fantastic.
You're welcome.
My point was, Rick, I think you might have gone to the Pushback AV event last week.
I was supposed to, be at it, but Flybe, the airline that I was flying with, cancelled my flight on the Friday, and then they went bust on the Saturday. So it was two last minute, different logistics. I wasn't able to get, but yeah, I was supposed to have been there. Spencer, were you at it yourself?
No, unfortunately, I couldn't make it myself. But I've listened to quite a few of the podcasts and what have you. Really good event. Shame to miss it, really. Anyway, there's a comedian there, a lady by the name of Abby Roberts. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm familiar with Abby Roberts, the name, yes. I don't know her personally.
Yeah. That's okay. No, it's a UK comedian, and she does a Substack and what have you. She's like a lot of, you know, people on the right side of history have been cancelled by Twitter, etc. But she recently produced a short video, and I won't use the word, but it's called The Wall of Something, which is basically expletive for female anatomy. And that was over the video. And it's basically, you should look it up. But basically, she sort of reflects on all the different people over the last 2 years who have really let us down. Hancock, Johnson.
That's good.
Various doctors, etc. It's funny. But the point of the call is she gets to the very last one and she pulls out in her wall of expletive Dr. Asim Malhotra. And what I was going to put to you is, do you think Dr. Asim or people like him could potentially be shills in respect to the fact that actually what they're now coming out and saying is, oh, now the evidence has changed. You know, we know more about these things. I mean, there's a phrase that my dad always used to say to me, which is, don't weed down my leg and tell me that it's raining. He uses a different word. You know, when the lady from AstraZeneca appeared on Good Morning, or This Morning, which is UK TV show, Nicola, said, oh, we got the code from China and knocked the vaccine up in 3 hours.
Shocking.
These doctors like Asim Malhotra, did they really believe that? And now things have changed? He's now on Joe Rogan and what have you. I just think there's a few people out there at the moment which are now kind of piggybacking the turn of the tide. And now picking this one. Unlike just heard a trial there for Matt Letizia, who's on James Freeman's show day to day, who's been, you know, on the right side of things from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And
he has,
you know, dealt with a lot of flack as a result.
Mm. Nicola, do you want to start this one off?
Because
I've got something to say about this in terms of general trust rather than individuals, but you give your shot on this one.
Yeah, I also look at this situation, and so I understand why Abby would include a name of someone who perhaps was seen not to sort of come out with their suspicions earlier. I genuinely think that when, you know, as Rick and I were saying about education earlier, education is essentially indoctrinating people to exist within their system. And so if you're a doctor like Dr. Asim Malhotra, you have for years and years been part of that system, educated in that system. And so, of course, you would believe nothing else. However, things changed for him. I believe that it's genuine, the story he tells, when his father passed away, because he felt very strongly that his father was too fit to pass away at such a young age. And that, excuse me, when he... when he decided to investigate, you know, a potential adverse reaction from the vaccine. I think from that point on, I think he's taken enormous risks, personal risks and professional risks in speaking out. Someone like Dr. Asim Malhotra would prefer to be on a show like this morning and not on Joe Rogan, because these are the avenues we have to go to, like TNT Radio, when you're trying to find the truth. So, you know, I always try to see the good in people, and I'm hopeful that even though he didn't come out earlier, I'm glad he came out eventually. So that's where I stand on him.
Okay. The whole business, you asked the question there, Spencer, about could he be a potential shill? Could these people be potential shills? Of course they could. I could be a potential shill. Nicola could be a potential shill. You don't know me from Adam. You have no idea what my background is. I've told you what my background is, but you have no way of actually verifying what it is. And I'm saying all the right things, and you're liking the content that I'm coming out with in TNT, that Nicola's coming out with in TNT. But maybe, if you want to get really paranoid about it, maybe I'm just leading you all up the garden path, and then I'll drop my own bombshell and put everybody into a tailspin 6 months or 12 months from now. Nobody knows. You know, this whole business of trust, you need to be careful that you're not super paranoid and like, I don't believe a word and everything's fake and nothing is real. But in terms of trusting people, someone asked me this question on Twitter the other day, who do you trust? Well, number one, if I trust you, I have to know you, probably personally, and I have to have experience with you over a period of time. That's where genuine trust comes in. And of course, that can still be shattered. But in terms of random people on the internet that you really don't know who they are, these doctors that are coming out, or these politicians or movie stars that are turning around about face and are now on side, yes, it's good that they're saying things that may halt people in their tracks and turn people around. I have no problem with that at all. But in terms of vouching for them, their integrity, their legitimacy, their motives, nobody can say. And my old grandfather, God bless him, who everybody said had a massive chip on his shoulder, and he was a grumpy old git, he said to me when I was a kid, he said, Richard, trust no one. Trust no one. And you know what? Yeah. Everyone scoffed at him and laughed at him, but boy, was he right. I could count the fingers on one hand the amount of people that I actually trust properly in this world. But having said that, I'm not super paranoid either. I give people a chance to prove me wrong, but when they do prove me wrong, I cut them out, I shut them out. Can I give you an analogy here about trust? It's like a mirror, okay? You look in a mirror, the mirror falls off the wall, it breaks. You can put it back together again. It can be functional again as a mirror, but every time you look at it, you're going to see the cracks there, even though it's still a mirror. So be careful who you put your trust in, and if you're let down by that person once, assume that it could be the beginnings of another pattern. So take everybody and everything, Spencer, with a pinch of salt. That's what I say. Make sure you look after yourself, number one, and your family, yourself and your family, and everybody else comes a very distant second to that. What do you think about that?
I think you're right. There's a lot in that, Rick. There's probably two answers to that. The first thing is, I'd say that yourself, you're right. I don't know you. Your listeners don't know you, but actually, they have been following you and Nicola for the last 3 years, and you've both been consistent from day one in terms of your skepticism about things. So that's and also we do have to trust our instincts as well about people, because actually you say about, you know, you only know certain people, only trust them. Actually, you don't know anybody really what's inside people's minds. So but you know, instinctively, I'm more inclined to trust somebody that's been consistent all the way through. And a flip side of that, talking about people that, you know, you don't know who are celebrity or whatever. You know, there's a DJ on probably, I hate to say it, but probably the UK's second biggest talk radio station.
I get you. After TNT.
After TNT, exactly that. It's his initials are MG. Who you might know of him.
I do.
Quite a big deal. A great broadcaster. But you know, I think the guy was fantastic. He's very sensible.
Me too.
Lots of great guests.
Me too.
Tonya Baxter, Neil Oliver, all these people that were kind of on the right side of things. And as soon as Ukraine war started, he's just completely flipped over.
I know who you're talking about now. By the way, and let me say this, because we've got to take a real quick news break. But that broadcaster, the whole scandemic started in March of 2020, I listened to him every morning. I thought he was a really good broadcaster. He had a guest on every week, Peter Hitchens, who at the beginning I thought was a great orator. Fantastic. And now I wouldn't listen to either one of them if you put a gun to my head. So that's maybe a good illustration, Spencer, that you give people a chance, but there's no consistency there. They lacked consistency, and I think that's the point.
How did you feel when Peter got the jab? How did you feel when Peter got the jab?
To be honest, he said, here's the issue I had. When Hitchens got the jab, in and of itself, I didn't care, because he was getting it. He claimed he was getting it to visit family overseas, which is fair enough. But then he came out with a really negative mindset to say, we're never going to win this. We're never going to overturn the government. We might as well all just capitulate right now. That was my problem with Hitchens, rather than the fact that he got jabbed to visit family that were overseas. So a lot to talk about there, Spencer, and massive appreciation for you calling in and for putting your opinions in there. We've got to take a real quick break now.
Thanks,
so
Spencer.
Big thank you to Spencer. Listeners, if you're provoked by anything we've said, give us a call. This is a Talkback Show. We'll be right back after the news.
Have you heard the news?
The news, the news.
Now, TNT Radio News.
This is the news.
Matt Boyland here with your TNT headlines. US private military group Mozart has been swept up in a damaging scandal, with the group's founder accused of fraud, extortion and sexual misconduct. An international group of researchers have reenacted the giant tsunami that is believed to have wiped the dinosaurs off the face of the Earth over 60 million years ago. And the United States has reopened its embassy in the Solomon Islands 30 years after closing its doors as it moves to counter China's push into the Pacific.
Our lines are now open. Call Nicola Charles and Rick Munn now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Yeah, Spencer's call seems to have ignited a lot of people in the discussion in the chat.
Too.
And this is good. Isn't this good, Nicola? This is the way this type of business or this station should be, at least this show. We're trying to provoke people to think and have adult discussions amongst ourselves and agree to disagree on a lot of points, because if we all fell out with everybody over a disagreement on what do you think about this person and I think he's good and she's bad and this, that and the other, all it causes is massive amounts of division. So while by all means you can have your opinions on it, it's really not worth falling out over it and splintering and fragmenting over it, unless, for example, my position could potentially cost lives. Like if I came out and became a vaccine advocate and told you that your children should be jabbed, you should drop me like a hot potato. But all these other people that we're hypothesizing about, let's focus on our own lives first and foremost, and those other people will take care of themselves, won't they?
Yeah. I think it's really important as well. I hope you're still listening. Is that there are people, and we'll need to prepare ourselves for a tsunami of this, really. There's an actress who I've always loved, an American actress, Juliette Lewis, and I'm sure you know who she is. And, you know, she got the jabs and she was fine. She didn't have any adverse reactions. But then after receiving them, she learned a lot of stuff that she really wished she hadn't known about. And she finally realized that she'd been had, and she started tweeting, "What on earth have you put inside us?" And she got really, really scared, and she started calling the whole thing out. So it's not a case of, oh, but at one time they believed it and now they don't, and so we can't really trust them. As Rick says, you can't divide people in this way. They're going to awaken at their own speed. I hope they do. I hope they're still around so that they can awaken. And they're going to feel, they're going to be on one side of COVID and a different side of Ukraine, because we're, you know, human beings are multicolored. We're multifaceted and multi-emotion. So we're not going to feel the same about things. What's important is freedom, and that we hear each other out and we let people wake up at their own speed. But thank you for noticing that Rick and I have always been awake.
Yeah. And the other thing is too, Mazzy in the chat actually makes a very good point. This is something that a lot of people overlook in these cases. So she said, agreed, my spider sense is not all bad. So she's referencing the old Spider-Man character. When he was in danger, he had a tingling feeling. He said his spider senses were going. Other people may call it gut instinct. Personally speaking, I believe I have a degree of spiritual discernment when it comes to people. I don't know them. I don't know anything about them, but certain ways they conduct themselves and just the vibe that I get, I'm like automatically on the defensive. Okay, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it can go the other way and it can become paranoia. So don't forget, folks, you have a gut instinct. We all have a gut instinct. And if your gut is telling you, hey, I'm not quite sure about this, or I don't have a comfortable feeling about that, don't ignore your gut. I think that's a very important thing that we need to factor into the equation too, your gut instinct. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm glad people are saying stuff like that on the chat, because I feel that, and I'll be careful here, I feel I have a very attuned bull spit detector. And yes. So, you know, mine was pinged as well. And I almost think that for me, getting sick with whatever this was early in 2020 did me a massive favor. I didn't think that at the time because I didn't feel very well. But it made me ask lots of questions about stickers on the floor and telling us to stand 1.5 meters apart, and then, you know, being intimate with my husband and he didn't catch it. And I started thinking, hang on a minute. Very early on, I felt, hang on, I've been had here. Something walks like a duck and quacks like a duck. It's a duck. And I'm glad. It's nice. You know, I don't pick sides and stuff, but I want everyone to like, sleepy, wake up, Jeff. You know, we need you to start seeing what's going on, because we need your help. We can't do this alone. We all have to do this together. They were right about that. We are all in this together, and we're all in this together about waking up as well. So I think 2023, I reckon it's going to go down in history. It's going to be a huge year. I don't think they're going to be able to push us around for much longer.
Yeah, it's starting to manifest in a lot of progressively more, boisterous street protests, especially in Ireland at the minute. You know, I follow Ireland closely living here, especially when it comes to the planting of hundreds, if not thousands, of men into communities, towns and villages that are unvetted. We don't know who they are. People are suspicious. Naturally, if I dumped 1,000 men into your next door neighbor's plot, you would probably say, excuse me, who are these people? Why are they here? Is it safe? Because I'm a little bit worried. So yeah, we've got another caller in, by the way, Antonia from Melbourne. Antonia, shoot, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, Antonia.
Hi, Nicola. Hi, Rick. I listen to your show every night. I've been bringing up some energy to ring up and have a chat. I'm a little bit nervous, but yeah, anyway, my concern is the smart cities. With the vaccinations and stuff, people, I believe, are starting to wake up, because the people I used to speak to were in denial, but now I think they wake up and they say, yep, we can see what's happening. I think we should make people more aware about these smart cities. I mean, I was driving through Sunshine West the other day, and there's billboards up there, 20-minute cities, so 20-minute neighbourhoods. So that's my concern. So I just want to talk a little bit about the smart cities, and how it's a little bit frightening that we're going to be stuck in our zones.
Well, I mean, my question is, I talked about this a couple of hours ago as well on air, is, you know, if it seems a bit extreme to anyone to be worried about 20-minute cities, just ask yourself, are you going to be free to leave them? Now, initially, you are going to be free to leave them, but you will cop massive fines, which, of course, is going to destroy people's lives. I don't believe I believe in a natural existence, and we shouldn't be penned in. But eventually, it could be criminalized to leave those. And what does that make it? It makes it a prison.
Correct.
And the thing is, Antonia, as well, they begin with 20-minute cities, and I have this belief it's like everything that these dystopian tyrants are trying to bring into our lives. It's just progressive control. So what starts out as a 20-minute city may become a 15-minute city, and it may shrink down to a 10 or a 5-minute city. We could all end up in a mega blocks of flats and not even allowed to leave the compound. So that's one aspect. But the other thing, to give you a little bit of hope, because I think it is something that's concerning you. In England at the moment, they're really rolling this out through at least 25 boroughs. They're trying to get 100 councils to do this. They're implementing it. But a lot of people are destroying the bollards. They're covering up the cameras. They're defacing the property and ignoring it completely. So
marvelous.
I think, Antonia, I think to give you a little bit of encouragement, because it is something that's causing people concern, I think people are sick to the back teeth of being locked down and dictated to over the last few years with COVID. They're not going to buy it when it comes to this. I would hope there'd be a lot of burnt husks of bollards blocking people coming in and out of areas.
Hopefully,
that's just my thought on it.
I saw a video the other day, a couple of days ago, on TikTok, and it was in Canada, in Alberta, and there was a lady, and she was trying to get through the barricade or whatever, and there was police officers there, and they wouldn't let her get through. And she goes, "You don't let us go here. You don't let us go there. You don't let us go back over there. So where do we go? This is Canada, a free country for all." And he was just telling her to be quiet. So,
Well, I spoke to a police officer yesterday, and he said when he and he was a police officer, he's a priest now actually, but he was a police officer in Oxford in the UK, and he saw those bollards go up, and he said that members of the police force also drove over the bollards while on duty and off. So I think, you know, there's hope for us all. I don't think they're going to be able to contain us. We are not creatures that can be contained. So don't be too down and worried about it. When they have to put something on posters, it's because they need to promote it, because they think the likelihood of success is probably not very good, is my thinking.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Antonia, thank you very much. And by the way, big respect to you, because it's not easy to call in sometimes and speak live on a radio station. Yeah. But with your friends here, nobody's going to bite you. At least I'm not. I don't know if Nicola will bite you or not. But it's all good. So you're welcome to call in anytime. Yeah. And you have a lovely evening there in Melbourne. We got to take a real quick break now. And when we come back, plenty more to discuss. The chat's bouncing as it normally is. And there's so many stories we haven't even touched on yet. So don't go away. Listeners, we'll be right back here on TNT Radio.
Give me a minute with TNT Radio's Steve Malzberg.
Misinformation, a word that means different things to different people. The dictionary says it's false or inaccurate information, especially that which is deliberately intended to deceive. The left labels anything that dares to contradict what they say are facts as misinformation, especially when it comes to COVID. And they want to be the ones who decide what is and what isn't misinformation. California took it a step further. They codified it into law in 2022. And last week, a federal judge stopped enforcement of the COVID-19 misinformation law, which would punish doctors for straying from the contemporary scientific consensus on the pandemic. SFGate says Judge William Shub wrote that its definition of misinformation is grammatically incoherent and thus unconstitutionally vague. He had previously told California's lawyers that their definition of misinformation was nonsense. The ruling is temporary while the litigation continues, but this is a clear victory for free speech and common sense. Thanks for giving me a minute. I'm Steve Malzberg for TNT Radio.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand.
The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Our lines are now open. Call Nicola Charles and Rick Munn now. From the U.S. and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the U.K., call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-310. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
I'm just dancing like Bruce Springsteen in the...
I dance too.
I am honest. I'm bopping. I'm still doing it and the music stopped and Jeff's looking at me. I'm going up and down in my seat here. But anyway, yes, it's all good. You can still call in and talk to us if you so desire. Live chat. Two names have been thrown out in the live chat. One, Dr. Vernon Coleman, who I give a humongous salute to. He has been... bang on point from before day one. He's been deplatformed for decades for the books that he's been writing, speaking out about Big Pharma. That, in my opinion, Nicola, is the gold standard for a medical doctor who spoke out consistently and very, very passionately about what's been going on since day one and even before day one. So yes, a shout out to Vernon Coleman and also Piers. They've asked him, could we invite him onto the show? If I can get him on, I will. I know Patrick Henningsen's has got his contact details, so I'll maybe put Patrick's arm up his back and try and get Vernon Coleman's details. It would be good to talk to him. And also Piers Corbyn, the brother of Jeremy Corbyn, they want him on because they said he's on the streets every day. And here's a little bit of TNT trivia. I like throwing a little bit of TNT trivia out because, you know, I've been here since the get-go, so I know some of the sordid secrets that have happened
in the
broom cupboards of TNT. And Piers Corbyn, believe it or not, was the very first person to speak on my show. I was sick the first week that TNT launched on the 10th of January, and I understand that the stand-in they got for Rick Munn Unlocked and Loaded in week one, on day one, was none other than Piers Corbyn. So he did a couple of shifts on Locked and Loaded as a presenter, I understand. Only a couple, maybe two days, I think. But yeah, I think we could get Piers if we need him. I don't know much about the guy, to be honest with you. But yeah, that's a little bit of TNT trivia for all you lovely people out there. What do you think about that one, Nicola? We're connected in the station.
I'm glad it's not just me that had a bumpy start with TNT, because I had a few mishaps in the first couple of weeks as well. But you know, it doesn't matter. We're just trying to bring the truth and trying to get this information out to you guys. So, you know, hopefully we forgive a few slips into the break.
Listen, and the good thing is too, listen, this is live radio, and that's why I like live radio, because literally anything can happen at any time, and I wouldn't say it keeps me on my toes, but I find it energizing to know that we're communicating with each other live, that Jeff's in the studio, it's live, the callers are calling in live. I like that. Some people don't like it, you know, in terms of doing it, because they feel, oh, what if I mess up? It doesn't matter if you mess up, you're a human being. And I think people also need to realize that we all make mistakes, don't we? And we all get things wrong. But the thing is, you just learn from your mistakes and pick yourself up, dust yourself off and keep going. This is turning out to be like a life coach lesson, isn't it, Nicola? We should be charging people for this life coaching.
Well, when I was upset the other day, my husband comforted me and he said, oh, don't worry about it, you know, because he listens to the sports stations when he's driving around. He said, I was listening to a sports station the other day and the whole station went down for about 30 seconds. He said, honestly, it felt like 5 minutes. Literally nothing was happening and no one was talking. And I said, oh, well, you know, that's radio, right? Because we're reliant on technology as well. So, And what's great about being live is news constantly comes in and you can look at it. And actually, someone just sent me a tweet by DC Drano, and I'm sure you know DC Drano, Rick, on Twitter, usually extremely reliable. Apparently something has just emerged from Hunter Biden's laptop about him having a large amount of shares in a bioweapon facility in Ukraine that is funded by the DOD. So I know that the news guys at TNT will probably investigate that one. Obviously that's just a tweet at this time, but who knows? Like the rabbit hole seems to get deeper when it comes to the Bidens, doesn't it?
It does. And by the way, there's a message just in the chat that made me chuckle. Brooksy said, how the F does Rick not know what Piers Corbyn's been doing for 3 years? Well, it's very simple, Brooksy. He doesn't interest me. He doesn't affect me or impact me personally. He's not really a main player on the world stage. And I only have a finite amount of time and energy in my off our time and my day to devote to studying certain people and stories, etc. So it's a bit like everything else. You can't really know everything about what everybody else is doing. That's why I like to get guests on that are experts in politics, for example, or finance, or the environment. I draw on their expertise. I question them and try and learn from them, as well as trying to put out material for you lovely people to listen to. So that's really the reason why, Brooksy. Nothing sinister. I don't know him and have nothing against him, or I'm not pro or anti him. I just don't know who the guy is, and he's not somebody that's on my radar of people that I want to really devote time into investigating their personal life. But other people might think, well, it's important. Personally, I don't. So we all manage our own time is really what I'm trying to say. So it's all good. Let me see. Yes, we were talking about half an hour ago, Nicola. Then we got callers, and then we got we were diverted in a good way. Crypto regulation. Government wants to step in and deal with the cowboys. And in their own words, they want to regulate crypto and protect customers. They're going to set out ambitious plans to robustly regulate crypto activities. I hear the word robust and the government, it usually means horrible authoritarian control systems and mechanisms. They want a piece of the pie, I think, Nicola. They want to know where our money
is. Well, that's a very good description, Rick, because what was running through my mind as soon as you said that is gangsters, mafia, right? They want a piece of the pie. They see something going on here that they're not involved in or not involved in very much. And so, oh, we'll come in and regulate it for you. But, you know, it's a little bit like bank charges, right? Everything's going to change. They're going to skim a little bit off the top for not doing very much. And they're going to start putting in all this red tape, and you have to do this and you have to do that, and you have to abide by their rules. And of course, their rules create what? Another pyramid scheme. This is why the whole financial system is collapsing. They will create a pyramid scheme where at the very top, they're always creaming off a lovely profit, but you down there, it's going to be a bit dodgy for you. So as soon as government shows up and says, we're here to help, run a bloody mile, because that's where you need to go.
Old Ronnie Reagan, I'm sure you know this quote, but Ronald Reagan, the ex-president of America, he said the nine most terrifying words that any US citizen could ever hope to hear are, I'm here from the government and I want to help you. That's what Ronnie Reagan, one of his most famous quotes was. He said, when you hear those words, as you've just alluded to, Nicola, run a mile. So when the government are saying they want to regulate crypto to protect consumers, remember, they locked you down, Nicola, to protect you. They mandated vaccines to protect you. They rolled out these shots to protect you. They told you to mask up to protect you. They told you to social distance to protect you. Were you protected, or was your life wrecked? Is the question, and it's going to be the same here with crypto regulation. They're not going to protect you. They're going to wreck you. That's my my humble opinion.
I think they're just sort of, we're just a great big science experiment. It's like being back at school. Seriously, they're kids at school, these 1%, because the vaccine was an experiment. Now it's gone horribly wrong. They're not going to pay the nurses to stay on and take care of you. What? That's not governance. That's a dereliction of duty. You're not fit for purpose. You're not fit to govern. And I think it will be the same with this digital ID. We'll all be hacked. We'll all have identity theft. And who knows, the identity theft might be from the government. I just don't trust any of them anymore. And so, yeah, with crypto, it's just the same rubbish again. You know what? I think we've sniffed out who these people really are through this pandemic and this period in history. I'm not going to let them rewrite the history books and write themselves as heroes. I think there's enough of us to make sure that these people are exposed. They are so greedy. They were phenomenally wealthy to start with. It wasn't enough. They want to squeeze the rest out of us. Honestly, if the financial system has fallen because of their greed, they could end all of this financial problems by just giving some of it back. I think if the 1% gave back 25% to the world's economies of everything that they've earned, everything they've profited from, all of these problems would go away. But no, they want us, the little people, to pay for their crimes and pay for their mistakes. And I'm not going to have it. They can stuff it.
Exactly. They can stuff it where the sun don't shine. And, you know, it's been an interesting old conversation here today. I'm just keeping an eye on the chat here, and I'm trying to address these things here. So I'm being told, all genuine freedom fighters know what Piers does. That would infer that I'm not genuine. I'm not a freedom fighter. No, I don't exist in an online bubble. I have a life outside of here. And quite frankly, I don't give two flying Fs what Piers Corbyn does, whether it be good or bad, Brooksy. I'm sorry if that disappoints you. and you say the shills I bring on or you bring on know Piers very well, well, maybe you know who you're talking about. I don't. If you have an issue with it, give the station a call, come on air, and we'll have it out on air. Let's do it. I have no problem with it, defending my position. If you're up to defending your position, then you put your big boy boots on and you come on and we'll talk about it on air. I have no problem with that. But I say that in love. We need to talk about these things openly and honestly. I've just not got the time, Nicola, to devote to studying everybody. You know, I could run off a list of people, of about 30 people that I know, respect and follow. Nobody on air will have a baldy clue who they are because they're operating in local capacities and one thing and another. Those are the people that I put value in first and foremost. But of course, everybody's doing their bit in their own little way and we can take them or we can leave them. I think that's the best way to do it. We find who we like, we gravitate to them, we support them and we do whatever. So, we're nearly up to time here today. I'm very energized after this little talkback session. I hope you are too. Hope you lovely listeners are out there too. And I want to thank Brooksy and I want to thank Mazzy. I want to thank Anto. Anto's in there. I've been ignoring him. Skippy's in there. Holly's in there. Everybody's in there this morning. So thank you all, every single one of you, for
Holly's
all your comments.
Holly's always there. Hi, Holly.
She's brilliant. She's a painter and decorator, and she blasts TNT radio when she's in her rich clients' houses in Surrey in England, and she says they get to hear Locked and Loaded and Nicola and Rick, whether they like it or not. So big love to all you people out there who are listening in and contributing one way or the other. We love you to bits. And the show's over for now. Nicola, hopefully we'll speak again tomorrow on Friday. You have a lovely evening in Melbourne. I'll be back after the news with Yuri Bezmenov's Ghost on TNT Radio. Don't go away.